I actually reached out to Canadian musician and music producer Zach Warner. He says he's not really blaming the bar owners or their patrons for the lack of social distancing that we did see on George Street over the weekend. I reached out to Warner. He weighs in on the issues of nightclubs and the enforcement of COVID-19 restrictions.
All for the economy taking back off again. But they're going to let people drink on George Street and perhaps extend it down to Water Street. And to think through all the things that need to be done in order to do that properly. What about the bar that's five steps off of Water Street? What about the bar that's just outside the zone? They pay taxes too. Are they not going to be allowed? How are we going to stop youth from drinking? How are we going to, what are we going to do? It just goes on and on and on. So many of these ideas are just require a huge level of commitment to enforce and to take control of. And if we're not going to do that, then they need to look at it in a completely different way or stop or not complain about it.
And I know from time to time you do perform downtown. Is it something that if you were approached today to perform this weekend, say, is it something that you would do and how would you go about it?
We did a private party with all people that were within the same social bubble, including the band, that was very well controlled. But even I came home from that going, that really wasn't all that well controlled if you really look at it. If you're really nervous, there are people that are sterilizing their groceries. And yet there's no way in the world that the bar situation can really be controlled. There's no way.
Do you think that they'll be shut down as a result of, ongoing infractions?
I think that the powers that be need to look at what they really want to see happen. There seems to have been some high level of respect for Minister Hagee and Dwight Ball and the various people who were involved in making these decisions, in which, we've shut down all these businesses and had all of this control, and they sit there and are very stern and talking about the advice that they've had from various people, and yet at the same time, we're talking about the reality that we're going to reopen the economy. And if you're going to do so, that we're going to do it safely and control all these regulations and whatever. Well, then do it in a way that is responsible. It is really up to the province to make a decision. And to say that if they're incapable, you're turning over to people that own bars and restaurants the responsibility for doing this. They have no experience in doing it. And it's not really even in their best interest aside from their social concern to limit the number of people that are doing things. So it's really up to the province to make a decision as to what level of control and what level of safety they want to offer the public. They have to decide and they have to enforce. They have to make the decision. I'm not blaming some bar or the patrons that go to it to a great extent, because if they'd have put regulations in place that allowed the police or allowed the liquor inspectors or allowed the health people to come in and shut down that bar, and if they'd have had people out to do it, then they could have done it. You're asking some small bar to what? Are we taking people's names so we can social contact them afterwards, or are we not? Maybe they'll do it for a couple of days, but these things take commitment and they take enforcement. It's an expectation that is very difficult to live up to, and it's really up to the government to make sure these things are in place. There are bars on Water Street. I know Broderick's, for example, still can't even get anybody to call them back from the Liquor Commission to let them know that they have a license to have a patio on Water Street. So they already lost the first week of it. So they can't get an authorization to have a patio. And yet you can have George Street going completely crazy. And it's because, it's across the board. It starts from the top down.